What's up, say what family? Good morning, good lunchtime, good afternoon, good dinner time, good evening, good whenever you are listening to this podcast. Welcome back to the Say What podcast. I am so excited that you are here today and so honored that you are taking some time out of your day to chat with me, to listen to me talk about mental health, all the things. I'm so glad you're here. If this is your first time listening, hi, my name is Hannah. I'm really glad that you're spending some of your day with us. I like to talk about sex a lot, and I like to talk about marriage and all things women and painful sex. So many different things I like to talk about, and mental health, including mental health. So today we're going to be chatting about mental health because it is Suicide Awareness Month. But before we get to that, I'm really excited because I am currently recording this podcast in one of our new shirts for merch. It's coming out soon. Honestly, there's been a lot of delays with product, like from the people that I'm working with. And so a lot of it is out of my control with the merch and like when it's going to get here and stuff like that. But it's all designed, ready to go. We're waiting for some stuff to come in. And hopefully this stuff will be ready to go for you because I really want to make sure the quality of this stuff is good. So I'm ordering one of every piece, you know, looking at it, making sure it's nice, doing a little photo shoot. So that way you can see like what the clothes would look like on real people's bodies, real humans. You can see what it's going to look like. And hopefully we'll have that to you soon. A lot of this is out of my control. And I wish there was a better and easier process. But it doesn't really look like there's going to be. So we're trucking along here. We're waiting to see when it's coming. But it is going to come in soon because I'm really because I at least have one of them on. So we'll have something soon. Either way, I'm very excited because the shirt that I'm wearing right now is one that we are donating 100% of the proceeds to RAIN, which is an organization that helps survivors of sexual assault. So very excited to be giving back and to be supporting survivors of sexual assault. So very pumped about that. And yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got. So let's just dive right into mental health. I think it's super interesting that we're going to be talking about mental health today because I have not had the best mental health week, if we're being honest. I'm human and life is hard. And so I have been just thinking about that this week and how, of course, I already had this podcast episode scheduled. And of course, it falls on a week when things are hard. That's just how the Lord likes to work. So I just really wanted to have an open conversation today about mental health. And to be honest, I have like two notes. And that's basically like, let's talk about Suicide Awareness Month. And like, let's talk about what to do about it. And that's really it. So a lot of today's conversation is just coming from the heart. No, I mean, everything comes from the heart, but I don't have any notes written out for us, okay? So you know how these episodes go. When I don't have any notes, sometimes it's a little chaotic, and I'm sorry, but I just felt like it would be really appropriate to talk about it from a place of like true, as most as I can be, true authenticity. So when we think about mental health, I feel like it is somewhat of like a topic that people like to talk about a lot, and you see it on Instagram a lot, and you see people talking about it a lot, but then again, it's also not talked about a lot. So I feel like maybe the internet talks about it a lot, but not necessarily in real life. So it's really interesting to me because I feel like this is something that every single person can relate to. Our minds are not always 100% happy-go-lucky. Everything's good and great and wonderful. And for some reason, we have a hard time talking about when things are hard. And so I was thinking about that of like we, on the internet, I feel like we're pretty, for the most part, a lot of people, or at least people that I'm following, are talking about mental health and being honest about where they're at and honest about where they're at in life and how they're actually feeling about things. Like they're answering the question, oh, how are you? And instead of saying, good, how about you? They're like, you know, I'm not great today. Just being honest. Like I'm feeling like I'm seeing those conversations happen on the internet and some in my real life and some that I'm seeing like other people talking about their real life, these conversations are happening. But I feel like we're in a weird spot with it. It's like we're on the cusp of normalizing taking care of your mental health. But then again, we're also fighting that like it's really hard to be vulnerable. It's really hard to be authentic and honest about where we're at. And I was thinking about why. Like why is it hard to be honest about our mental health? Why is it hard like to really answer how we're feeling mentally? And I think it's because we, number one, like feel like we're the only one going through it. We feel really alone. We're scared that people aren't going to respond the right way, or they're not going to know how to respond. And we have maybe past experiences haven't been great, and that's why we're nervous to talk about it. I feel like there could be a lot of reasons. And while a lot of those reasons are valid, I don't think it should stop us from talking about it. I don't think it should stop me from coming on here today and telling you that I've had a really bad week, and I've been literally anxious all week and feeling really sad, and just like owning that and just saying it. And I feel like I need to say that, just to be honest, while we're talking about this. I don't think I mentioned that the reason we're talking about this is because it is Suicide Awareness Month. And I'm sure every single person listening to this probably at least knows one person in their life who has committed suicide, and it is really tough. It's really, really, really tough. And that's honestly an understatement, in my opinion, is that it's tough. I don't know there are enough words to describe how hard that is to go through, and how much I'm sure all of us wish we could change things and change how we treated people and change how we talk to people and things like that. Hoping that would maybe help, you know, that person, maybe would have helped them out a little bit more and they would still be here. And so that's why we're talking about this today. And I really want to share a lot of what you guys sent in on Instagram, because I feel like mental health is also very misunderstood. I think when we think about people who are depressed, we picture people who are in bed all day, can't get out of bed, can't brush their teeth, can't take a shower, can't go to work. And while that can be some ways that people who are experiencing depression show that, like that absolutely is real and can happen, that's not the case for everybody. Some people are really I don't think high functioning is the right word. There are some people who are able, or maybe not even able. There are some people who still go to work and still like do this stuff, but inside they're feeling that like loss of hope. They're feeling like there's no purpose. They're feeling like this is never going to get better, and they're experiencing that, and it just doesn't look the same. I think there's people, when we hear anxiety, we also feel like there's, you know, a type of person that we picture in our head who's anxious, and that's not going to be the same kind of response for everybody. I think we all experience these things differently, and also there's other mental health mental health diagnoses that are outside of anxiety and depression. There's OCD, there's bipolar, there's dissociative identity disorder, there's schizophrenia, there's so many different things that people can have and be diagnosed with. There's generalized anxiety disorder, depression, the list goes on. And it's just really important for us to spend some time talking about it and how it can feel really isolating. And we feel like we're the only one going through it. We feel like no one else could ever understand what this is like. A lot of us are just sitting here dying, wishing that somebody would ask us how we're doing. I know it's also really hard to be on the receiving end when someone is sharing with you, because you're like, I don't know what to say. How am I supposed to help? I don't know what to say. And I know that I felt that way a lot when my friends share stuff with me. I'm like, I have no idea what to say. I have no idea how to handle this. And I'm just going to do the best that I can. And I'm just going to listen. And I really think that's where a lot of us get, uncomfortable, and is like, we don't know what to say. When really what a lot of these people need is for us to listen and for us just to validate their experience and validate their thoughts and let them know that they're not alone, and provide resources if we're available to, for like therapy and whatever step they're needing to take. I think that's important. But a lot of the times people just want us to listen and check in and ask how you're doing and get a genuine response, you know? I think that's what a lot of people are wanting, and that's what a lot of people, I feel like we're missing the mark on, is actually just listening and checking in on people. And so I really think that's like what I want to talk about right now, is the responses from people on this topic. I said, what do you wish that people knew about your mental health? And so I'm just going to go through and read these. I think it's really beneficial for us to know that we're not alone, because I'm sure a lot of us have felt this way. I'm sure a lot of us have felt like we're the only one going through this. And so when you hear these, just let them sink into your soul, knowing that you are not alone. Okay. My mental health affects my physical health, and the opposite, but both are real. I think that's so important because a lot of us will picture sickness as like an arm being broken, or you have like allergies, so your face is all puffed up, or you just look really lethargic. And that's not always what mental health may not have like a physical response, but it's both, it's very, very real. Just as much as your physical health is real, your mental health is real as well and should be taken just as seriously as a broken leg. Another person said, I am not always happy and wish someone would ask how I'm doing. That's tough. That like hits me because happiness comes and goes, you guys. It comes and goes quick. I can probably experience like different levels of happiness throughout the day and then the next day not feel happy at all. I really think happiness is defined differently for everybody, and also like it can just come and go like that, like super quick. And that's where I really think joy and having joy in the Lord comes from is helpful. But yeah, the I'm not always happy thing, it's especially, I think, for a lot of people who have like bubbly personalities and like loud personalities that were perceived to always be good and perceived to always be happy. And like, that's just so far from the truth. And people would know that if they asked how you're doing. And so I related a lot to that. Another person said, how bad of a mom I feel every single day. Oh man, this is so tough. I'm not a mom yet, so I don't really speak into the mom side of things because I'm not a mom. I want to be a mom, but I am not a mom. And so I try not to speak on things that I maybe directly haven't gone through and know the experience, because I have no idea what it's like to be a mom. I've nannied a lot, babysat a lot, but I have no idea what it's like having your own child. But I can imagine that it's really hard. And just reading this person's response of how bad of a mom I feel every single day, like, that really gets to me, because I feel like I do see a lot of mom shaming other moms. And I really feel like for the most part, moms are just trying to do their best. And we should all see that and respect that and being encouraging instead of bringing everybody down. Okay, another one said, I fake my smiles most of the time. My anxiety makes me so unbelievably self-conscious. That's so hard. Like, I'm going to say that's so hard on every single one of them, but it's true. I fake my smiles most of the time. My anxiety makes me so unbelievably self-conscious. Can relate. Can absolutely relate. I think a lot of us will think like, what are others thinking about me? Did I act weird? Did I do that thing weird? And that's where a lot of social anxiety comes into play. Another response, I'm not lazy. I'm overwhelmed. I think that's really good. I don't know about you guys, but when I get overwhelmed, I can't do a single thing. I will like think about everything I need to do. I'll even do a brain dump. I'll write it down and I'm like, there's too many things. I'm just going to go hide in my bedroom and get under the bed get under the covers because I absolutely cannot do this. Like, nope, can't do it. This is too much, too many things on my list. And something that I just worked through with my life coach, Haley Lynn, was that overwhelm is not an emotion, it's a symptom. So like, what are we actually feeling when we're overwhelmed? And when I was processing through that stuff with her, I was like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. I'm just overwhelmed because there's a lot of things, but what am I actually feeling? And I was actually feeling like I wasn't enough and couldn't do all these things and was speaking that stuff over myself, and I had to like work through that. And so that was really interesting. So now when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'm like, okay, but what am I actually feeling? Where is this actually coming from? Like, why am I overwhelmed? What is the root cause of this? And that has been very helpful. So I encourage you for that. If you are feeling overwhelmed, to think about that. Okay, let's read another one. This person said, I'm more fragile than I seem. I think a lot of us can relate to that as well. Put on a strong exterior, but we also have feelings and can be hurt too. Okay, another one said, depression is not my fault. Anxiety is not something that I can control completely. This is from the same person. Yeah, I completely relate to that. Like, depression, I feel like we just tell the person, like, just feel better. Just go outside and you'll feel better. And it's like, I wish it was that easy. Some people who are depressed are literally lacking a chemical in their brain. So like, it's a little bit more than that than just going outside. And that's like, I think what as hurtful as people who maybe haven't experienced what that is like. Instead of trying to understand, they're just like, yeah, why don't you just go outside? Why don't you just eat better? Why don't you just do this and this and this? And maybe those people mean well, but they're lacking the like empathetic part of it of like, yeah, I understand that this is really, really hard. I'm really sorry. This is really, really hard. Have you thought about this? What are some things that do help you get out of that? You know, it's not those kind of conversations. It's like, just go do this and you'll be better. And it's, then you won't feel sad anymore. And it's like, it's so much more than that actually. Oh. Okay, next one. Therapy is nothing to be ashamed of. Abso-freaking-lutely. I have just started talking about therapy and like my normal day-to-day conversations with people talking about my therapist, and I truly feel no shame, and I hope that for you too. If you are going to therapy and you're feeling shame to talk about it, We are doing what we need to do for ourselves and our mental health and our overall well-being, and that is a good thing, and that is something to be proud of. You are not broken if you're going to therapy. There's nothing wrong with you. We are just working through stuff. And I think every single human being in the entire world should go to therapy. Seriously, I think it's the best thing for you. Okay, reading another one. I loved this response. I talked about it on Instagram. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more now. This person said, it isn't just something you can pray away. Prayer can be a tool to minimize, but sometimes anxiety, suicidal thoughts aren't solved by prayer alone. Counseling is such a good tool. Let's talk about that, guys. Christians, people who love Jesus, can also experience anxiety, can also experience depression, can also experience suicidal thoughts. They're not like separate from each other. If you're a Christian, that doesn't mean you're happy-go-lucky, everything's great and perfect 24/7. Absolutely not. You are not a bad Christian if you have these thoughts. You are not a bad Christian if you go to therapy. And oftentimes, instead of giving actual like tools and advice, we just jump to, well, let's just pray about it and just pray it away. And that is not how that works. And I am the biggest believer in prayer. I have seen prayer absolutely transform my life, like 100%. I would not be here and doing this without prayer. And I mean that with every fiber in my being. And so I think that the conversation should be, let's pray about it. We can pray about it right now and believe God for healing. And we're also going to go see a doctor and talk to them about therapy and talk to them about medication if that's right for you. Why don't we try an acupuncturist and work on that? Let's look at these different things like diet. And I'm not saying that changing your diet will completely take away your anxiety, but there is like research out there that shows what you eat can affect that part of you. And I have experienced that as well. But like, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, giving actual steps is so helpful and so beneficial. And it's also really empathetic to the person to give them steps. And it's also, like, saying that you understand, showing that you understand in a way other than just prayer. Because I bet you, if this person who is experiencing anything with their mental health, they're probably praying about as well. And they may not be seeing any change yet. And I absolutely believe that Jesus can heal us of these things, 100%. But I also believe that Jesus created us in his image and created us with incredible minds and incredible gifts to understand what people are going through and be that help and support. And he does that through therapy. I believe that he created us with really incredible minds to create medicine, to create antidepressants, to create anti-anxiety medicine. I believe that he did that, and I believe that those are good things, truly. I believe that he gave people the ability to figure out how acupuncture works. I go to acupuncture for my anxiety. Like, seriously, friends, I go twice a month because it helps significantly with my anxiety. And I believe that that is from the Lord because he gave humans the ability to figure this out. So there is absolutely no shame, no wrong in giving that advice to somebody. I don't think it makes us any less spiritual. I don't think it makes us any less loving Jesus. And the people who will say, well, if you just prayed enough, it would go away. We're just going to pray it away. Like, that is not me saying that Jesus isn't enough by offering these other solutions. It's just practical. And it's using what God has given us on this earth to do. Like, I believe that my therapist, she's a Christian counselor, and I fully believe that she's 100% walking in her calling. I mean, she has helped my life more than anything besides Jesus. Like, I feel like I'm still breathing because of my therapist. Like, there have been some really, really hard times that I never thought that I would make it through. And I believe that, like, Jesus, like, gave her those gifts to be able to help me. And so if you are a Christian and you have heard from the church that you should just pray it away, or that you, that therapy is wrong, and instead of offering therapy to you, they've offered just like biblical counseling, like, yes, that can be helpful, but it needs to be coupled with an actual licensed professional or even medication. I have never taken medication for any of my mental health stuff, but I'm not opposed to it. If I needed to, I would. And I know some people who are on medication that has like, and it really has changed their life. It helps them function day to day. And I think that is so important and such a gift. Like I said, I go to acupuncture for it. That's just the route that I have chosen, mostly because I am extremely sensitive to medication. And so I usually get a lot of the side effects that medication has. So I will go like to acupuncture instead. But if medication works for you, then I think you should absolutely do that. Like, there truly is no shame in getting that help that you need. And so if you have ever felt shamed from the church on this, I am incredibly sorry, and there is space for you here. And that was not okay. They should not have shamed you that way or made you feel any worse, because I know it doesn't make you feel any better when you hear that kind of stuff. And so I hope that I am a resource here, at least to help you and encourage you and let you know that you're not alone and let you know that you're not a bad Christian. Like, this doesn't mean that you don't love Jesus. And I trust and believe that, like, while you're going through this stuff, that you are talking to Jesus as well. Like, I feel like I met Jesus the most, like, when I was going through my like really intense stuff after moving from Georgia to Colorado and I was going to therapy. I met Jesus in those therapy sessions every single time. And that kept my relationship alive with the Lord, like, truly. And I did that through therapy. And so no shame whatsoever. Prayer is absolutely a tool, but so is therapy, so is medication, so is getting with the right doctor, with the right practitioner. End scene. I feel like I could like end it on that, and that's all we needed for today. I'm just kidding, but I do want to read a couple more. I know this stuff is heavy and it's hard to read, and so I don't want to read a lot of them because I think that can maybe make it a little too heavy for us, but I do think it's really important for us to know that we're not alone, that other people are experiencing this stuff too. So here is another one. This person said, what do you wish people knew about your mental health? Oh, I like these two, actually, that are back to back. How am I going to pick which one to read first? Someone said, it's exhausting, me too. And that's a real thing. That's a real thing. I can relate to that because it exhausts me to have mental health issues. And I know that people who, like, whose partner has mental health, that they're struggling with their mental health, like, it can be exhausting for the other person, 100%. I'll be honest with you guys, like, and I'm sure Thomas has talked about this before on some of the episodes he's done by himself, and I can't fully remember, so I'm sorry, but, and he can cut this out if he doesn't want this to be on here, but, like, he struggles with anxiety, and so that is something that me and him are having to work through of, like, how can I best support you, because the way that I need support is probably different than the way that he needs support, and so, like, I need to figure out, like, with him together, like, we need to figure out what is the best way to support him. Like, what do we need to do to help him with anxiety? And I'll be honest, like, it's hard. It's really, really, really hard having, you know, working with your partner through this, but that's what you sign, you know, it's like, that's what you get. Like, we're in a good way. I mean that in a good way of, like, we're not perfect. We're not completely perfect humans, and we're going to go through some stuff, and I like love that I get to be with him through this, but I can also admit that it's really hard. It's really hard, and he was with me when I was in the depths of mine, and now I'm going to be with him, and like when he's in the depths of his, and it is tough. Like, it's really, really hard. It's really hard, and dealing with intrusive thoughts are really hard, but we're working through it, and like, therapy has been a big help. And so when this person said, it's exhausting to me too, I could see it on both sides. Cause like, I've been the one, you know, who's had the struggles, and that's been really exhausting. And it's also exhausting to be the partner, like walking through the person who's dealing with it. And I don't say that in like a woe is me, it's so hard kind of way. I say that just to be honest, because I feel like a lot of people experience that and we aren't really talking about it. Like, a lot of people on the other side of the relationship of the person who is struggling at that moment, like, it is hard. And, you know, you may not want to like talk about that with your partner because your partner's going through it, but like, you're a person too. And I think it's okay to share that. So if you're going to judge me for saying it's hard to walk through, you know, a marriage where my person is going through some mental health, then judge me all you want. But it's just honest. And I know that it was exhausting for him too when I was going through it. Like the hard, hard, hard parts of mine, I know that he was exhausted. And it's hard. It is exhausting. And it's exhausting for both people. But I think it's really good to know that, like, for the person who's going through it, like, they wish it would go away just as much as you did. They wish it would go away just as much as you want. They are just as much tired of it as you are. But hopefully they're, you know, trying and taking some steps and advocating for themselves. Okay, the last one I'll read. I'm not completely unstable. And I think that's really good too, because I think that we are a really good point. Like, I'm glad this person said that, because I think that we hear mental health and we think like, oh, they can't handle anything. Oh, they can't do anything. This is too much. And that's not true. Like, we all have different levels of our mental health and of what we're going through. And I think it's important to recognize that, like, this person said, I'm not completely unstable. So maybe someone has, like, thought that they couldn't handle something because they maybe mentioned one time that anxiety was hard. Like, I think about that a lot, like, when I meet new people and I mention, like, oh yeah, like, I'm going through some really hard stuff with anxiety, or Thomas is going through some stuff with anxiety. I'm like, so I still sometimes will think like, oh, I hope they think that we can still do this. I hope they think that we can still handle this. I hope this doesn't hold us back from things, which it shouldn't, because it's just human. It's just, we're just human. And I'm recognizing that a lot of my life now, like, I'm just human and I'm doing the best that I can. And I think that we all are. So where do we go from here? This is what I really am excited to talk about, because I think it's really good for us to know, like, that we're not alone, that we're all going through this together. But I don't want us to stay here, and I don't want us to stay in this place. So I want you to know that, like, I see you and I am, like, with you in this, like, in our mental health journeys. Like, I'm with you. And it really, I say journey because it ebbs and flows. Some weeks are really good. Some months are really good. Then it all crash and burns, and then it comes back up. And then some days are good, and then the next day is terrible. Then the next day is terrible, and the next day is good. And so it really does ebb and flow. And so I want you to know, like, I am with you in this. And what I'm about to talk about with advocating for yourself is just to, like, if you need that little nudge, I'm hoping that this is what this conversation is. So if you're dealing with some, like, really hard stuff, like, mentally, the hard part is that it's not just going to go away if we don't do anything about it. So it's not just going to disappear. It's not just going to stop happening if we're not taking any action against it. And I say that with so much understanding that it is so hard to do anything about it when we're in the middle of it. Like, I know that I've had some really, really bad anxiety days, and I'm like, I can't imagine doing anything right now to get out of this. Like, I know that, like, something that personally helps my anxiety is doing, like, deep breathing and actually addressing where the anxiety is coming from, actually sitting down and, like, journaling and praying and, like, talking to God about it and talking out loud. Like that is what will help me. But I often avoid it because it's really hard. I often avoid it because I don't want to experience those emotions and I don't want to go through it. And it's just, I guess, easier to sit in the anxiety than it is to figure out the root cause of it. Because figuring out the root cause of it means having to put work in, and work is hard, and it feels really hard to do that work when I'm anxious. And so it's just a cycle. It's just a cycle. And it's a really hard cycle to get out of. And I am by no means whatsoever perfect at this, like, getting out of the cycle. Absolutely not. There are so many days where I'm like, I know that, like, I would have gone through this better, experienced this better if I would have, like, processed those emotions instead of just ignoring them. If I would have gone outside and gone on that walk, I would have been able to, like, deep breathe and ground myself again and know that the world is bigger than this one issue, this one thing, and I would have felt better. And I'm not saying a walk will take away your anxiety, but I know that we all individually have things that we can do that will help us out of it and that will help us process the root cause of it. Because anxiety is, like, coming from something, for the most part. Something's going on. And so we gotta, you know, figure out the root cause, and figuring out the root cause is, like, the hard part of experiencing those emotions. And I also say that knowing that, like, some days you feel anxious and you're literally like, I am digging to figure this out and I have no idea what this is. And I just hold space for you with that too, because that's also really hard and I've been there. But I know for me personally, when I'm going through anxiety and having really anxious days, I know there's usually a root cause to it, and I should take the steps to figure out what that is. But it's hard because you don't do the work, because you don't want to do the work. Well, you want to do the work, but like I said earlier, you can't because you're anxious and it's a cycle. So, but here's the thing. We got to do something about it. We've got to start processing those emotions some way and start advocating for yourself and for your health. And we can make a million excuses in the world to not get help or not do the things that we need to do for ourselves. But the reality is a lot of things won't change if we don't do anything about them. And we can like band-aid the issue a lot with things. We can, you know, just check out and never experience emotions and just stop talking to people. Or we can, a lot of people will drink and abuse alcohol. And I'm not saying that you can have a drink if you want. I enjoy some glasses of wine. But like, I try not to drink when I'm feeling sad because I don't want to like, you know, mask that. I don't want to put a band-aid on it. And so, but yeah, things will not change if we do not take steps to change. And there are things that we can do to advocate for ourselves. And you guys know that I am going to talk about therapy for a second, because I really, really think that this can be a huge, huge tool for you. And so just like recognizing that like therapy is normal and it's good and it's okay. Like it is okay to go to therapy. There's literally nothing wrong with you. I think going to therapy is the same thing as going to the doctor when your arm is broken. It's just the same thing. It's just treating a different part of your body. A different part. And I am really grateful that I have a resource for therapy for you. So I want to take a second and talk about our sponsor, BetterHelp, and you can sign up for online therapy through our sponsor, BetterHelp. And you guys already know how much I love therapy. I'm literally talking about it this entire episode and how I think it can benefit every single human. I personally started going to therapy after going through some of real hard stuff at a church I worked at, and I just needed to overcome that and like work through all those things I had went through. And I specifically wanted a Christian counselor to walk with me through it. I was like, they will understand the church stuff and all this. And with BetterHelp, you can find a therapist that aligns with your faith, and you can find a therapist that will align with you in that way. And we all have different stuff that we're going through and processing, and BetterHelp is ready to come alongside of you during it, so you don't have to go through it alone. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. And it is much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. So friends, like, join the millions of people who are seeing what online therapy is really about. It's always a good time to invest in yourself because you are your greatest asset, my friend. And this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Say What listeners get 10% off their first month. We love it. We love a discount. You get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/saywhat. That's betterhelp.com/saywhat. I really think this could be a benefit for you, friends, is to just try therapy. And if going to therapy is scary, I get it. Set up a reward for yourself. Say like, okay, I'm going to make this first therapy appointment, and afterwards, I'm going to go get my favorite boba tea, my favorite ice cream, because I want to treat myself for doing this really, really hard thing. So just like have something to look forward to. Take the step. It's so normal. So many people are in therapy. Seriously, like this is so normal. And if the money is the reason that you're not going, we can figure that out, guys. We can figure that out some way. I know there's ways that we can rearrange your finances. I'm not a financial advisor. You don't want to ask me for financial advice. I'm like 150% the last person you need to ask. I'm literally terrible at finances. I'm just being honest. But seriously, it's the best. And I really, really, really believe that like, this can help you out. And if you meet with one person and you're like, okay, that person was terrible, we don't vibe whatsoever, okay, we'll find another person. We can find another person. So you can go through, like I said, our sponsor, BetterHelp, or you can look at Psychology Today, and there's therapists on there. There are options for you, friends, to find a therapist. And or like I really said, I think our sponsor, BetterHelp, is a great option, but there are options out there for you, friends. Advocating for yourself is so important. And honestly, like if you start going to therapists, or you can even start seeing a psychiatrist. So therapists, licensed therapists, they actually cannot prescribe you medication. So they're the ones that you will just do like talk with, or you'll do different kind of like exercises. Like I didn't just do talk therapy. Like we would do brain spotting and a couple other things. And so like, that's the kind of therapy I went to. And it was, I think it was because I actually don't know. I don't really have a reason why I chose that over a psychiatrist. But if you are interested in getting on some medication and wanting to talk about that, then you can go to a psychiatrist. And if you're going to a licensed professional counselor and they think that going on medication would be something for you, then they will often refer you to a psychiatrist as well. So you can take the first step by going to a therapist and then maybe talking to them about your interest in medication, if that is something you're interested in, and then they'll refer you out. Or you can just start with a psychiatrist either way. I cannot speak from experience on antidepressants. Actually, I just realized that's not fully true. When I was first diagnosed with vaginismus, they prescribed me diazepam, which is an anti-anxiety medicine. But I guess I forget about that because I definitely forget about that. I'm sorry I've said throughout this episode I've never been on one. But I don't think about it because I used it as a vaginal suppository. So I took that pill, friends, put it on my finger and stuck it up my vagina and I did that. And I felt awful on it. Like I really did. I was in a fog and it was terrible. And maybe that works for you. That's great. It did not work for me. So I had to get off it. But so I was honestly really not on it that long either. I didn't want to take the medication anyway, but I guess I technically have, because diazepam is an anti-anxiety medicine. So I guess I need to remember that. It was such a short dive that I like literally forget. But it didn't work for me, so I didn't stay on it. So I can't really speak on that, but I do know that there's a lot of people who benefit from being on medication. And I think medication is just a tool to help you get through. And I think that's like literally no shame in taking that whatsoever. So I want to end today with, if you are having any kind of suicidal thoughts or feeling that way whatsoever, I'm going to include the hotline number below. And so on the episode notes, there's going to be some resources there available for you. I know we didn't spend a ton of time talking about that today, mostly because I wanted to talk about the mental health part of it to hopefully, you know, speak into that and help you know you're not alone. And hopefully that will help lessen the amount of suicides. But if that is where you're at, I want you to know I love you. You are so loved. You are so valuable. There is so much purpose for you here on this earth. And we want you here. We want you here. And we believe that like you are so valuable and so loved, and there's so much for you. And we see you, like you're so seen, and there is help out there for you. There are resources available for you. And I will link those in the episode notes so you can very quickly hit that link if you need it. And you can also use that as a way to help others. So if you're having experience it yourself, but you know somebody, you can just send that information to them. And we're all working through this together, friends. We're all in this together. Like, we are not alone going through this stuff. So I just want you to know that I see you, I love you, and we're in this together. All right, friends, I love you guys so much. Thanks for just having a open-ended chat with me today. Like I said, we didn't really have any notes, but we made it through, and I think it was really good and really vulnerable, and I just appreciate you guys being here with me and being a part of the Say What family. So, friends, we will talk soon.